Mass market paperback books versus trade paperback books. Hello and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode number 80. Thank you for joining me for the Business of Self-Publishing podcast. I'm Joseph C. Kunz. This podcast is an insider's guide where I share with you my self-publishing experiences and hopefully give you the tools and insight to become a financially successful and happy self-publisher. Mass market paperback books versus trade paperback books. In the USA, the most common formats for fiction and nonfiction printed books fall into three main categories. One is hardcover, two is the trade paperback, and three is the mass market paperback. Now, each of those can be broken down into several more categories, but here we are concerned with understanding the differences between the two types of paperbacks. And as a self-publisher, these are the two main formats that you will typically be dealing with most often. Therefore, you need to be familiar with and understand the similarities and differences between them. So here is a quick discussion and explanation of mass market paperbacks and trade paperbacks. Here is a quick overview of mass market paperback books. We could look at these as books for the masses on a budget. A mass market paperback is a small, usually non-illustrated, and less expensive bookbinding format. The customary size is 6¾ inches tall by 4¼ inches wide, and frequently uses a font, leading, and line spacing that is on the smaller size. When they are sold by the big publishing companies, they are frequently released after the hardcover edition. And they are most well known for being sold in non-traditional bookselling locations, such as airports, newsstands, drugstores, supermarkets, and so on. Some people refer to them informally as pocketbooks. Now, a quick discussion about sales and distribution. The books that are in the non-traditional locations are generally within the periodical distribution industry. These books are distributed by the same companies that are placing magazines in those locations. Conversely, the trade paperback books are distributed by book wholesalers and distributors, or trade channels, hence the name trade paperback. Now, a quick discussion about strippable versus non-strippable books. Mass market paperback books are also distinguished from hardcover and trade by the different business practices that publishers and booksellers apply to them. Mass markets are strippable. This means that bookstores can rip off the front cover and return only the cover for full credit from the distributor. The book retailer is then supposed to destroy the rest of the book. Inversely, trade paperbacks are not strippable. Therefore, the book retailers must return the entire book, not just the cover. Now, how does all of this apply to self-publishers? When self-publishers publish their fiction books, they are typically only released in the mass market format. These books will most commonly never receive hardcover printing. This format helps keep the cover prices down, making these books more attractive to a wider audience in a very competitive market. Now we move on to a quick discussion about trade paperback books. Look at trade paperback books as the less expensive version of the hardcover edition. They usually have a thicker cover than the mass market books. They are typically the same size as the hardcover books, but slightly smaller because the binding is done differently and without the added thickness, width, and height of the hardcover. One way that you will know if a book is a trade paperback is that the back cover, and sometimes the title page, will have a notice that they are not strippable. Now, a quick note on sizes and cover price. Of the self-publishers that write and publish nonfiction, they will usually publish trade paperbacks. These will typically be 5.5 by 8.5, or the most common and most popular, 6 by 9, and the less common, 8.5 by 11. The retail cover price is almost always higher than the mass market paperbacks and lower than the hardcover editions. Now, a little quick note about the French flap. An interesting recent feature of trade paperbacks is the French flap, or gatefold. This feature is an extension of the front and back cover with a section that is folded over onto itself, just like the paper wraps or dust jacket that is typically found on hardcover books. It's meant to make the trade paperback appear more like a hardcover edition, but with a lower cover price. Now, here is a quick note about paperback book formats in the UK. They have an A format, which is about 4.5 by 7, which is similar to our standard mass market paperback. They have a B format, which is typically about a little over 5 inches by almost 8 inches. That's similar to the US's large mass market paperback or small trade paperback. And finally, they have a C format, the letter C, and that's typically about 5.5 by 8.5, which is similar to a standard size trade paperback here in the US. And now to sum up, understanding the differences between these two common book formats will help you start to feel and sound like a real book publisher. In addition, when you explore the bookstore shelves, searching for design ideas for your own book, you will now better understand what you're looking at. This will help you make a more informed decision about what your book should look like and what you want it to look like. Hopefully, you are now one step closer to designing and creating a professional-looking book that you can be very proud of. Thank you very much for listening. Visit my blog, kunzonpublishing.com, where you can read the full text of this podcast and read lots of great info about self-publishing. And please keep your email questions and comments coming. Thank you and good luck.